17 of them total. So this is number 15 of 17. The Ramban, of course, had many points of departure from the Rambam. That's allowed. The Ramban doesn't owe the Rambam a nickel. He has a list at the end of his Hasagos on the Sefer Mitzvos of los haseis that he thinks the Rambam omitted, and Mitzvos haseis that he thinks the Rambam omitted. That's what the Ramban has. He has an entire list, okay? And the reason that he has such a list isn't only because he thinks that, you know, these things are true, but because, you know, as we've spoken about before, one of the very fascinating things is that all of the Rishonim, and already the Gaonim, or Sadia Gaon, the Bahag, they all assumed that there was a concept called Tarjag Mitzvos. You know, if you would go to a Jewish kindergarten, oh, Ben Sion? No, the Rambam thinks it is a mitzvah. That's an interesting story in its own right. We'll tell that story for a minute because it's an interesting story. So the Rambam thinks that it's the first mitzvah, the 248 mitzvahs. The Rambam says the first mitzvah is to believe in God, and the second mitzvah is to unify God, and the third mitzvah is to love God, and the fourth mitzvah is to fear God, and the fifth mitzvah is to serve God, and the sixth mitzvah is to cleave to God, and the seventh mitzvah is to take a swear in God's name, and to the eighth mitzvah is to imitate God, and the ninth mitzvah is to sanctify God. You know, he's very organized how he thought about it. It all had to do with God until a certain point. Then it had to do with God's house, the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that was the way the Rambam organized it. So the Ramban wrote a whole, this is very instructive, I'm glad you asked, Ben Sion. So then the Ramban wrote this whole essay explaining, basically, that, by the way, I agree with the Rambam, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the first mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of belief in God. Okay, it's true that the parameters are slightly different for the Ramban than for the Rambam, but why did you say what you said? You said what you said because the Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos, as we know, is an attack on the Baal HaChos Gedolos. And the Baal HaChos Gedolos, based on a mechilta, did not count the mitzvah of belief in Hashem, because what does the mechilta say? Who remembers? Daniel? It's a prerequisite. But the mechilta says, the mechilta doesn't actually use that word prerequisite, shockingly enough. But who remembers what the mechilta says? It's one of my favorite mechiltas, because it's every dictator's nightmare. So, yeah, Ephraim?
You can't command belief.
Well, you want to just give the analogy? The analogy is great. Shouldn't skip over it. Yeah, Levi?
I mean, I don't know the exact wording, but I'm assuming something in the form of, you know, how could it be a mitzvah to believe in Hashem?
So you got Gaddafi and his associates, right, after they're deposed, after they're kicked out of Tripoli, right? And so they're on the Mediterranean Sea. Now, he wasn't smart enough to get out in time, so they actually killed him. But had he been smart enough to get out in time, he'd be on the Mediterranean Sea, and his peons and the minions would be saying to him, hey, Colonel Gaddafi, we're going to get to that island there in the Mediterranean, and then you should start making all the laws, like declare it Libya. And he would say, fools, this is what the Mechilta says, fools, right? I can't start making laws until they first accept me as a melech. So all of you were right, it's a prerequisite. Okay, but I like the analogy. Anyway, so it's what I like to call the exile dictator analogy. Okay, so that's what the Baal HaLachos Gedolos says, it's a prerequisite for the concept of a mitzvah. First, they have to accept you as a king. So the Ramban says there's a mechilta that supports the Bahag. I happen to agree with the Rambam, but you shouldn't think that the Bahag didn't know how to learn, because the Bahag was supported by this mechilta. So that's the first huge, huge essay. If you take a look in the Frankist Rambam, so you can see on this side a huge essay that the Ramban wrote, basically saying, I agree with the Rambam, but the Bahag knew how to learn also. Okay, so it's really interesting in general. There's only one Agadata in Shas that I'm aware of that makes a supposition that there are 613 mitzvahs, but all the Rishonim that must have had a Masorah that it was true, and the Gaonim, they accept it as normative. So what happens is when you start knocking things out, right, and then you get into a math game. Mikey, you're good at math games, right? So what happens? So if you believe that there are 613 mitzvahs, and you disagree with the Rambam, and you say, hey, wait, that's not a mitzvah, then what do you need to do? Exactly. let me just take this to the next level. And let's say go like this. So the Rambam thinks, oh boy, this is going to come up this year, that Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvis is really one mitzvah. And you say, wait, no, that can't be true. That can't be true, because if you miss one, you should still say the other. So I think there are two mitzvahs. What are you going to then have to do?
You have to remove one.
That's you're going to have to remove one. So that's what ends up. That's what ends up happening. That's the whole thing. That's the name of the game. Okay. So by the time the Ramban is done, he's got 17 to make up. That means he's got 231 where he agrees with the Rambam on the Mitzvah Saseh side, but then he's got to get up to 248 because that's the Masorah. So he's got to have 17. We're holding by number 15 of 17. No, and we're good with that. Your proof of Mikey's math. We double checked it. He's good. Okay. Very good. Let's go. Okay, no, I'm taking it away. This is the Ramban, his Asagos on the Sefer HaMitzvos. Whoa, it's a little too fast. Okay, one second. I'm still catching up. Shenitztavinu, that means there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, now I'm holding by mitzvah d'oraisa. Lehodos, that means that it's a berachas hoda. How did I figure it out? Oh, lahodos. Good. It was good. It was subtle, but I was medayik. Okay. Chernis savino lahodos ishmo yisbarach. How often is it?
All the time.
Right. Bechol eis shenikra batorah. Wait a second. The Ramban thought that the mitzvah daraisa of birchas haTorah applied any time that you learned. So wait a second. We know somebody who holds that Birchas HaTorah L'chora is a din d'oraisa, simple reading of the Gemara. He was a very important rabbi. He was like the last of the Tanaim. He was the first of the Amoraim. What's his name? Rav, right? He went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. The Gemara in Yoma tells the story. He had to leave Eretz Yisrael because Rabbi Chanina was giving him a very hard time after Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi died. So Rav, he goes to Bavel. He starts his own yeshiva called Zura. Very good. He has a Talmud there called Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. That Birchas HaTorah Lefaneha Min HaTorah Shenemar Kishem HaShem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. So is anything the Ramban said so far inconsistent with that Gemara? No, it's actually literally what that Gemara says. Kishem HaShem Ekra, every single time that I'm going to be studying the Torah, Havu Godel Elokeinu, there has to be some kind of a Birchas Shevach VeHoda. That is the position of the Ramban. Shenitztavinu Lehodos Yishmo Yizbarech B'chol Eish Nikra B'Torah. Let's take a look, Noam Barinholtz, with an A, on what the exact nature of the Hodah is. So he did what? What did he do that was very good for us?
He gave us the Torah.
Right. Okay. Right, and so the Torah contains with it, what? What's that? I want to hear Noam. What was that? So that, right? Wow! So this is a very important gift. What is it, in your own words, Noam? What's so important about this gift? So right. So we shouldn't lose sight of this. I know we're all super rationalists over here, but it's important. It's important to like take note of what the Ramban is saying, right? The chi of daraisa to give hoda when somebody gives you something which is actually a blueprint for how you can get eternal life, right? Now, let me think for a second. So talking about olam haba. He's talking about Chayei Olam. Wait a second. Where did that term appear? Wait. That's the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph. Okay. The Ramban is holding in that Gemara, okay? Chayei Olam. So the Ramban figured out that line, Chayei Olam, was the Mechayev of Hodah, right? So the Ramban, I'm not saying that this is a Chiddush. The Ramban really knew how to read a Gemara very well. Okay, so the Ramban saw that the Chayei Olam was the Mechayev of Hodah. What do you think the Ramban would say is the Mechayev of Hodah in the context of Birkas HaMazon? Shekain? Nehne. Oh, okay, very good. All right, now keep it going. We're building up the momentum now. Right. Okay? That's... So Viratzalo mode means what? Right. Who wanted to do it? Do you remember his name? He's a very great Amora. Rabbi Yochanan, right? He's the primary author of the Talmud Yerushalmi. It didn't go so well, right? So what did the Ramban say? Viratza, right? They tried, right? He's indicating that he doesn't accept this part of the Gemara. Right, as the Gemara said, Ika l'mifrach. The Ramban has already right front loaded the idea that he accepts the Pircha because he said Chayei Olam. Right, the Ramban is now telling you what happened in the Gemara. Okay. Remember, the Gemara said, Ika the Mifrach, okay? So this is like the Ramban synopsis of the Gemara. Takanasam, right? This is Takanas Ezra. Right, exactly. So the Ramban makes a very, very, very incisive point in his citation here, because what he was assuming was that if the Kal v'Chomer had held, right, there would have been no room for this Brisa. Why? If the Kal v'Chomer would have held, that would have established that... Go ahead, Shimi. Good that it would be, when you say the same, you mean that they would both be Doraisa. That the Kal v'Chomer was really trying to prove a Doraisa. And you can tell that it failed by virtue of the fact that we're willing to make a distinction for Baal Keri between what we really think in the end is Doraisa, Dehainu, Bracha L'Achareha, versus the Bracha Rishona. So again, this is a good example. We've been discussing this on Erev Shabbos with Rabbi Sabalovsky. Right? This is another good example of where there's an assumption that a Kal v'Chomer would have been used to produce a Deraisa. Okay? So that's what the Ramban says. So he says, that's the whole chelek of the Gemara that we like to call, for our purposes, Rabbi Yochanan. Right? But we're holding by Rav, right? The simple reading of the Gemara, right, is that, of course, Birchas HaTorah Lefaneha, that minimally is a Din Deraisa. Just to remind everybody from last year, if you're going to do the pen flip, what, how, you have to catch it, how often? At least one out of every 10 times, right? That's what we said last year. How did I come out of one every 10 times? That's the definition of a miyud. A miyud hamatzah is at least one out of every 10 times. If you can't catch it at least one out of every 10 times, then you're barred from doing the flip. Go ahead. Okay. And the ha'olam is there. Oh, okay. So this is a mitzvah saseh deraisa. Mikol zen is bayer. Okay, so I was very lucky. When I was younger than you were, somebody told me the following advice in the name of the Rav, that you have to learn a Ramban the way that you learn a Ketos. I know that's anachronistic, but the Ramban would say, just like you have to be attentive to every single word in a Ketos, so that's the way you have to learn a Ramban. So it's easy by the time you're ready, you know, you're happy, you the big chiddush, you just saw it, Birchas HaTorah is a din daraisa, you're ready to walk away from this Ramban, you know what Gemara it's based off of, the Gemara Dav Chaf Aleph, Kishem Hashem Ekra, you have a chiddush within a chiddush, because the Ramban thinks that Birchas HaTorah daraisa is whenever you learn the Torah, you're obligated to make a bracha, right? That's already a chiddush within a chiddush, because we're just coming off the question of the Rush versus Rabbeinu Tam, of Shinas Keval Mitaso, so already primed to hear a chiddush within a chiddush. And then the Ramban gives you one last line, and the easiest thing to do in learning, right, is to just, okay, so he said, you know, one last line, big deal. But the truth of the matter is that this is actually a very big deal, and it gives you a lot of insight into what the Ramban was trying to say. So you want to be extremely, extremely avaricious when it comes to your learning. And what we mean by that is, if you're 3 for 3, lahav deal, so you want to try to go 4 for 4. You don't want to say, I already got 3 hits. You know, the worst thing that happened is I'll make 1 out today. You never give, the best players never give away an at-bat. The best learners never give away a line in a rishon. You never give away a line. And this, in some sense, is a linchpin line. Because the Ramban chose, in his generosity, not to stop where he could have stopped, to say that Birchas HaTorah Lefana Zedin Daraisa, but he says, you know, by analogy, we have 2 parallel institutions. We have the institution of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we have the institution, this week's Parsha, Mikra Bikurim. And you might have thought that Mikra Bikurim is just a prat in the mitzvah of Havas HaBikurim. You might have thought, interestingly, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a prat in the mitzvah of achilas karban Pesach. Amazing. It's not true. So is that all the Ramban had in mind? Possibly. That's all he's trying to say. But it seems unlikely because, you know, he could have picked many things. So that already gets us thinking, you know, why in the Ramban's, you know, total holistic view of Kol HaTorah Kula, right? Because that's where the Ramban is coming from. So he immediately thought to point out to us Mikra Bikurim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to sort of pair those with Birchas HaTorah, with Birchas HaMazon sort of hovering in the background, because, you know, Birchas HaMazon, so that's the aim HaKol, right? Birchas HaMazon is where it all came from. The notion of a Birchas Hodah D'Oraisa that everybody could agree to. Remember, this is a chiddush of the Ramban to say there's another Birchas Hodah Midaraisa called Birchas HaTorah, where if you have to give Hodah on Chayi Olam Hazeh, Shekeinana, then Kal V'chomer you should have to give Hodah on Chayi Olam Haba. Avedas Rabo or Avedas Avid? Which comes first? Then our book can see a lot of base. Avedas Rabo, why? What's the reason the Gemara gives? Rabo could be al Chayelam Habua, and Avid could be al Chayelam Hazeh. So Rabban and Kal V'chomer, right? In terms of the Raisa, that the Rabban says that if you have to give Hodah the nourishment of this world, so of course you have to give Hodah what allows you to make it to the next world. Okay, that's a very sensible, compelling, powerful, reasonable Kal V'chomer. Another Ramban has introduced two other elements, two other mitzvos into this discussion. So let's go in the order that the Ramban did, first with Mikra Bikurim, and then when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. David, take Mikra Bikurim for us. So that apparently is his dead giveaway that Arami Obed Avi is not Avram, like many of the Rishonim hold. That's Yaakov Avinu, okay? Okay, so what word has David not said yet? Not David's fault, because he's actually just reading from a prepared text. Shimi? Isn't it amazing? So that's one second time. So that's amazing. This is the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So he's not going to go on for that long. And you don't even get any whiff that we're talking about something that goes on in the context of Bikurim. Till the second line. What has been said so far? David, before you continue on, sorry to interrupt, but what is abundantly clear?
You have to praise
Hashem. Right, the Hakara Satov, basically, for Jewish history. You start at the beginning, Yaakov Avinu, all the travails that we suffered, Maschel ben Yaakov Avinu, Misayim, Ba'avodas HaMitzrim, Ve'anusam Osanu, right, Ve'yareyu Osanu HaMitzrim, Ve'yanunu, Ve'yidnu Alenu La'avodah Kasha, L'shabach Ho'al Kolze, U'levakesh Mimenu L'hatmid HaBracha, we want that Hashem should cause us to have constant bracha, right, like Tamid, etc. And then, he throws in, Kisha Yavi HaBikurim. And by the way, you should do this whole, it's a totally independent mitzvah, when you happen to bring the Bikurim. Pointed out to somebody before, anybody know where in the Sefer HaMitzvahs you find the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim? This is Kuf Lamed Beis. Yeah, the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim. It's found, I mean, right in Parshas Mishpat, in Parshas TC, so you have the same pasuk appears in the Chumash twice. Beishis, Bikurei, Ad Mascha, Tavi, Beis Hashem El Kacha, Bosh Hashem El Gidi, Bachale Vimao. Appears in the Chumash twice, the same Pasuk. That's the Mitzvah of Habas HaBikurim. Okay? So where in the Sefer Mitzvah says the Rambam Paskin it? What's that?
Much earlier.
Well, right, not much earlier, but you would have thought it should be like the Mitzvah before, right? But it's not. Mitzvah Kuf Chafei. The Rambam has Mitzvah Havas Bikurim separated from Mikra Bikurim by a goodly seven mitzvos. Not what you would expect.
Some people say eight.
What's that?
Some people call that eight mitzvos. Some people only call it six.
I didn't invite you.
V'hu Amaro Yisala.
The Rani Chalamar Tov Mitzvah Kachah Ha.
Yeah. Okay. So the Rambam, right, we don't want to mix too much apples and oranges here, but the Rambam apparently agreed with the Ramban that the nature, the ofi, of mitzvahs mikra bikurim was hakara satov. L'sapra tovosa v'asher heitiv lanu v'hatzilanu, that you require. Now, by the way, wasn't just the Ramban, wasn't just Rambam, but who else holds that way? Very prominent Rishon. Rashi. How do you know? Very prominent, very good.
And it already wasn't the Ramban, and it wasn't an
essay. All right, so very, very good. So the Pasuk says that when you come to Yerushalayim, right before V'lakacha Kohen Hatenam Yadecha, Higati Yom Hashem Lokecha, Kivasi El Haaretz Asher Nishba Hashem Lavoseinu, Lases Lanu. Rashi has three words. Sheincha Kifui Tova. That the entire nature of Mikra Bikurim is that you know how to be Makir Tov. You realize you can't take it for granted. It's not an entitlement. Right, your forefathers didn't necessarily have this. You're very fortunate to be in this position, so you have to reflect on that. So there's a chiyav de'araisa called hakara satov yachalta v'savata v'rachta. The Ramban will tell you there's a second chiyav de'araisa of hakara satov called bircha satora kal v'chomer, right, from olam hazeh to olam haba, right, avedas rabo avedas aviv hamevin yavin. Right, and then there's a third one that everybody seems to agree about called, you know, Jewish history. You know, you have to give Hakara Satov that the Jewish people, you know, have made it back to their land despite all odds, and Vayareu Osanu HaMitzrim, Vayanunu, Vayitnu Aleinu Avodah Kasha, and it happens to be in the context of Bikurim, but it's really not so inextricably linked with Bikurim, Kisha Yavi HaBikurim. By the way, is it possible to have the Mitzvah HaBas Bikurim without Mikra Bikurim? Of course, that's the very first Mishnah, right? Yesh Mevi'in V'Korin, Yesh Einan Mevi'in, Yesh Mevi'in V'Einan Korin. We know that Chitas Rashi, based on the Stam Mishnah, is that who's not going to do Mikra Bikurim? The Ger, right? It's big Chiddush. The Rambam Paskins, like the Rabbi Avo and the Yerushalmi, that a Ger is maybe V'Korin, but what does a Ger not do? It's in Parshas Kisavo. The Ger does Mikra Bikurim, but he doesn't do Vidoy Maiser, right? Is that a stira on the Rambam? What's the issue there? That's a whole story in its own right. Yehuda. To say Mikra Bikurim? Yeah, the Rambam holds that mitzvahs are all perpetual, right? That never changes, but there's certainly a sentiment here that we should have a lot of Hakara Satov, right? The miracles have only multiplied, right? With time. Akiva.
How does the Ramban really relate this? If the Birka Satorah is on the effects of Torah itself, albeit on the opportunity,
Hold on one second. The Ramban thinks that the Birka Satorah is a little bit more instrumental than that. That's what he pointed out. Is that what we're giving Hakara Sato for? Is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a roadmap? Shebehem the Nachel Chayulam Haba.
Right. So
it's a little bit different than what we were saying in terms of, you know, Vikar of Tanu Shem Chagdol Salah BeMes. Okay.
So even so, Ala Tov Gadol Shalasa Mitito Torah
Salah Elenu. So Vehodienu Hamasim Arichim Lefanav Shebehem the Nachel Chayulam Haba.
Right. So the Ramban is not saying that Mikra Bikurim has anything to do with Hakara Satov and Bikurim themselves, as opposed to
Bikurim. Well, when the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, right, it's Kshayavya Bikurim. The Bikurim is kind of like a prop to be able to tell the story, right? But the story is an independent story. I agree. Yeah, that's what I've been trying to point out, is that these really are separate. Now, Kshayavya Bikurim, it helps, right? Because you're literally holding the fruits. So there's nothing to prove that you've made it back to the land of Israel, and there's a Beis HaMikdash, than to be holding the Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash. But the story on some level maintains, even if there weren't Bikurim in your hands, right? You can appreciate, right? You know, and by the way, just to prove that the story actually can be told without the Bikurim in your hands. When other time do we actually tell the story without the Bikurim? Okay, so now let's go to Kufnin Zion. Okay, Avi, go ahead. Okay, kifitzachos lashon hamisaper. So what does that mean? So as opposed to mikra bikurim, where there's not a whole lot of flexibility in terms of the text, right, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, a lot of it depends on the fluency, on the fluidity, on the agility of the speaker. Kifitzachos lashon hamisaper.
Sipur rather than kriya.
Good, good. Now where else does the Rambam use very similar language?
Tfila
de Oraisa, right? Before, the rabbis gave us a nusach, kifitzachos lashon hamisaper. Very, very nicely done, Ephraim. That it depends a lot on a person's fluency, right? And they could be marich, they could be mekatzer. Okay? V'chol misha Yosef. Me avel v'chamas. Ve'ek eich lakach Hashem nikmasenu mehem. Ula hodos. Right, lahodos I'm very intrigued by, right? Maybe this is goofa what the Ramban had in mind. They can't prove it, but it certainly sounds that way. That this too is fundamentally a chiv of Akara Satov. Okay, belil chamisha sarbenisan. Al kol tov shigamalanu. Okay, very good. So what appeared to have been a throwaway line in the Ramban, which we know is, a paradox, is actually very helpful to us, okay? Because what it's gotten us thinking about with the Ramban in one line could just, help us, he would point us in the right direction, is that the Ramban thinks that something very powerful going on here. And basically the Ramban says, how could it be... I'm saying this on behalf of the Ramban. The Ramban is also the Rishon who thinks that there's an Isser Gaiva Midaraisa, the Vilti Rum Levavo Me'achav. So he wouldn't have said this for himself, but I'll say it for him. Essentially, in the last line, what the Ramban was trying to say is, how could it be that I'm not correct? That Birchas HaTorah is a Din Daraisa. Once you can see that it's a Birchas Hoda, who can explain what I mean when I just said that? Shimi.
Maybe you might say that, well, the reason why it's not a mitzvah daraisa is that's part of a different mitzvah daraisa.
Okay, good, right? So, but let's assume that you recognize that there's some, even based on benching itself, that you realize that, there's a template called the Birchas Hoda Midaraisa, so we're not just going to subsume it under those things. And Shimi, you're on the right track, okay? Maybe somebody we haven't heard from? Yenison? How, in effect, in the last line, in a very understated way, and as Ramban demonstrated, that there's no way that he's wrong, the Birchas HaTorah really is a Din Daraisa.
The Din Daraisa is what you admire it. Is it Din meaning the name? The Mikra can't exactly be admire of a Mikra, except the Varma that the Torah can easily say. But with the Retaro, you know the things you can admire it.
Bernholz? And there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to thank God for the triumphs of Jewish history. And there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to thank God for one very specific Yeshua. And there's not a mitzvah d'oraisa to express a Hakaras HaTov for the greatest gift in the world. Shebahen, I'll point out, Ninach El Chayol Haba, which transcends this world? Is that conceivable? So the Ramban, in his own very gentle way, was trying to explain not just that this shouldn't be subsumed as a prat within a broader mitzvah, but the Ramban is saying, are you kidding me? Do you really think that there's not a mitzvah d'oraisa to be makir tov on our lives itself? Kim chayenu ve'erech yameinu? What would I want to be part of a religion that says you have an obligation to thank God for a pastrami sandwich and not for the opportunity to cleave to God in this world and the next? It's a frightful affiliation to such a club. I would not belong. Thank God for the Ramban. Pun intended. So the Ramban has, right, by helping us put this in a broader perspective, has helped it. Do you remember the, you know, 2 weeks ago, you know, the question that was posed in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman? Rav Shlomo Zalman was bothered by what? What's that? He wasn't bothered by Rabbi Sobolovsky. He didn't know him, but he would have for sure liked him very much. What was Rav Shlomo Zalman bothered by?
But what
set him off? I mean, like, Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know, like, go around.
Why wouldn't you say the bracha?
Remember? You guys are all staying around it, but you're not saying it. But what was bothering him? How did he come to that idea? How could it be that according to Nachmanides, how could it be that according to the Ramban, the Torah does not assign value? Yes, the answer is the key to the rest. The Torah doesn't relate to the concept of a conversation between human beings and God. He was asking a more global question. Right? Sometimes you have to learn how to think about things globally. Is it really possible that there could be a mitzvah d'oraisa of Ba'erev tochu matzah? It's going to be mitzvah d'oraisa v'asisa makel legagecha. There's going to be mitzvah d'oraisa of shaleach t'shalach ha'sa'in. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of, you know, evan shlema v'atzedek yelach. And the Torah never spoke to the concept of communication between God and man running in that direction. Can't possibly be. So that led him to this whole idea. Okay, so there's a kiyum d'oraisa, a kiyum d'oraisa. Fine. But the question was more powerful, right? Where the question was, how in the worldview of Nachmanides does the Torah not address that issue? So what the Ramban is doing here is something, of course he has the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chabal, frankly in the ellipses, he references the Yerushalmi that supports his view also. But fundamentally what he's trying to do in this last line is point you to the idea that it would have to be this way. How could it be that our religion mandates, right, expressing Hakara Sato for a sandwich, and for a very specific Yeshua, a particular historical time point, Sibrasius Mitzrayim, and for the general arc of Jewish history, Mikra Bikurim, and that our religion doesn't mandate thanking God for the Torah itself. Ilan.
That means that the Ramban really does hold that there is a
difference. I just didn't hear.
Like, there really is sort of either it's a mitzvah and then there's a mitzvah to daven even according to the Ramban, or you think the only other type of tefillah is praising God. But
good. So this would be a tipus thereof. Right, okay, agreed. But I'm just trying to show you is that part of the motivation here in the Ramban is that you have to sort of see it in the broader framework. Ezra.
I mean, I get saying like, oh, well,
Dor
didn't say this specifically, but I'm just going to assume that it counts because...
Well, again, the Ramban is not saying this independent of the Gemara Chaf Aleph. He's not saying it independent of the Yerushalmi, which he also quotes. So he has his Makoros also, but I'm just pointing out that it's a combination of variety of factors. So I agree with you that I wouldn't want to be in the position where we got into like an overly teleological approach to mitzvahs and saying, well, it makes sense to us that this should be mitzvah, it makes sense to us that that should be mitzvah, but I think that that's sort of what the Gemara itself is saying, right? Shekein chaye olam. Right? So I don't think it's an illegitimate kind of a method in this case. I agree with you. You always have to be careful about, you know, svara in general. You have to be careful about, innocent.
But then, Rabbi, why is this kasher exactly? Make it that maybe soifel that they're what's called asking the rice though. Why can't the rabbanon also fill this answer this question? How could it be?
Well, but again, if it would be derabanan, not that this is not chas v'shalom to, you know, be mizalzel and mitzvahs derabanan, but for only derabanan, that would be very surprising that the Torah prescribed thanking a Kaddish Baruch Hu for a sandwich, but not for the Torah. Right? Generally speaking, derabanans, right, as you know, safek derabanan lakula, right? Makom tzar lo gazra rabanan, makom hefseh lo gazra rabanan, rabbinic legislation, right, is by definition, you know, more minimalistic than Torah legislation. It doesn't mean that we respect it any less. In some sense, we respect it all the more. But, you know, if you're going to concede that the Torah didn't speak to this, and again, the Ramban is a das yachid on this issue. I'm not denying it. I'm just expressing my, you know, admiration for the Ramban's logic. I think it's a very, very compelling kind of a logic. To think that the Torah spoke about, you know, thanking God for history and for a particular Yeshua from the Mitzrayim and for bread, and the Torah didn't, you know, and the Torah didn't think that we had to, you know, express Hodah for the ultimate. And we all sitting here in this room agree axiomatically that Torah is the single most important thing in our lives. How could it be that that's not Mechayev HaKaras HaTov? In light, if we came from religion that didn't ever legislate Hakaras HaTov, that would be a different story. But once we're moda that it does, it's a little bizarre that the Torah wouldn't be Mechayiv Hakaras HaTov Midaraisa. That's the point.
But then once this story seems so obvious and so pressing, how come only the Ramban is just the
Das Yochid? That's a good question, is, you know, why didn't the other Rishonim, you know, accept this idea? That's a very important point. So that's where we're gonna. That leads us exactly into what we're gonna talk about tomorrow in terms of the Rav's analysis of Shitas HaRambam. We're gonna spend a lot of time working through Shitas HaRambam. So on that note, before we wrap up today, I just want to make sure. And it is posted to Blackboard. So I have to catch myself from saying Schoology every now and again. But everybody has Chela Gimel. Everybody has the Makoros. Okay, so let's dive in. Yeah.